Oh, said he got you in the sights of his gun. Did I do that long enough or right?
No, you didn't do it long enough.
Oh. Well, I think your eyes would bug out for too doggone long. Or you turn blue. Look like a smurf. Anyway, so, do you got any thoughts on that song? No?
Led
Zeppelin's got a lot of good tunes.
Yeah. Can't think of one I don't like.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Anyway, so what do we got next?
Next we're going to do Highway Song by Blackfoot.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you're listening to Music with Kara Hour.
Yep. Hello, everybody.
Hi. We're waving at you right now. You can't see
it. I actually
it.
Did try to wave as a girl.
Yeah, she was waving while she was talking. All right. So, let's see here. Better turn that on, right?
Yeah.
Ah!
Stop.
Alrighty, so that was like really interesting, and in the process of that, we were like peeking in on a video, but that was pretty wild.
Yeah, I didn't hear the song so much because I was paying attention to the video.
Yeah, so like we were like not focused.
Nope.
Alright, so let's try to focus then. So what are we doing now?
Now it's going to be Livewire by Motley Crue.
Livewire. Hey, AC/DC's got a Livewire. Is it anything like that one?
I don't know.
Guess we'll find
out. I don't
know. Livewire, Motley Crue. Motley Crue had some really good songs back in the day.
Weren't they during
the hair band days?
Yeah.
Hair band! That's ma'am! Oh, sorry.
Free, a little bit better than it used to be, 'cause I'm alive.
Didn't sound exactly like the other one, did it?
I don't know. I still don't know what the other one is. I don't think.
Livewire? AC/DC?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even sing it. I know it because I play it on my radio show all the time.
Maybe I know if I heard it.
All right. We'll have to make sure you hear it. But anyway, I don't know why that song made me remember about this. There's this alien video, and this lady singing I Will Survive. You remember that video?
Yeah.
And then the disco ball smashes her. Apparently she wasn't going to survive.
did it show her get back up, or was she just smashed?
She just smashed. Wow. I'll re-watch the video, and I'll send a link into all the different chat rooms of the video that I'm talking about, but I don't know why that song that we just listened to reminded me of that, but that's what I was thinking about while that was going on. So now we're on to what?
Ugly Truth by Soundgarden.
Does this have any significance?
It kind of sounded like just... He went through a lot of, or Chris Cornell went through a lot of depression problems and just inner struggles, and it kind of sounds like one of those, but I could be wrong.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, it could have something to do with that video we saw earlier.
That was a lose-lose.
very cool.
Yes.
Check this out. You gotta watch the whole scene.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
doing the
thinking
dance.
How you did me wrong.
And
I was wrong. And I learned how to get along and saw your back from my face. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with the vibe? Think I crumbled. Think I'd lay down and die on no night.
How was I? Apparently not. Why is that funny? I will survive. Smash. Alright, so let's get back to the show. So okay. We posted that video link in case you want to see what we were laughing about, folks.
It's so unexpected.
Huh?
It's so unexpected, I should
say. Yeah. It's like right out of the blue, here comes a disco ball. You know, like, I can see getting run over by a truck, but here lies somebody such and such got clobbered by a disco ball.
I've always been afraid of the same thing happening with, like, ceiling fans and stuff.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about ceiling fans. Those things are dangerous.
And what if you're sleeping and all of a sudden...
Yeah, it just drops out of the ceiling. Chandelier hits you. All right.
Yep.
So anyway, check it out. Video link I posted down in the People for People and the Super Chat room over there. So anyway, watch out for disco balls. She said she'll survive.
And chandeliers and ceiling fans.
Yeah. Anything that somebody poorly hung to the ceiling, I guess. And in some incidents, maybe even the ceiling.
I know, I was thinking that, but I was like, no, you can't be afraid of the ceiling. You got to be under the ceiling.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing now?
It's going to be She Sells Sanctuary by The Cult.
She Sells Sanctuary.
Yeah.
And we would have needed Sanctuary to not get hit by that disco ball.
Well, not yet.
I'm just
not
saying. All right, well, there ain't no disco balls here, so we're good. All right, here we go. She Sells Sanctuary by The Cult.
Oh,
So now you know.
I know.
Knowledge is power. So with that kind of knowledge, now what we're going to do?
Now we're going to do Barbarian by the Darkness.
Barbarian by the Darkness. Is there anything significant about this one?
Oh, I know that it was about the barbarians. And who was it that said that they were going to give someone their land and then went back on their word and, like, took it and a bunch of bloodshed happened?
So, a bunch of violence, huh?
Yeah.
I heard this guy one time get called a barbarian by a chef who cooked the dinner, and the guy put, like, salt and pepper all over it. He's all like, "You barbarian!" You know, barbarians were rough.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you can insult a chef by putting salt and pepper on the food that he cooked because they, like, do everything meticulously.
Oh, but pepper goes on everything.
Yeah, I put salt on everything. I get thrown out of a doggone Italian restaurant, or a chef sell me salting it all up.
You just act like you're taking a drink and, like, casually look around and...
Yeah, put some, like, in the palm of your hand and go, like, to cover your mouth and go, "Hachoo!" and throw the salt down on there when you ain't looking. I'm just saying, don't sneeze in your food.
Right.
Anyway, barbarian, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. You never heard nobody call somebody a barbarian for doing something that was just like...
No, I don't think so. I'm going to start saying it to people, though.
Yeah, you barbarian. if they, like, kick the door when they're mad or something like that. Barbarians were supposedly ruthless, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's not as funny if you call them a Viking or something like that. It, barbarian sounds, like... You know what I'm saying. All right, here we go. The Barbarian by the Darkness.
One by one the kingdoms fall. I looked upon this isle and took it all. Harbingers of pain. Edmund the Martyr cut down by a Dane on the orders of Ivar the Boneless. Barbarian. Because
We're going to have to focus.
I know. It's a problem today.
Yeah, we're having trouble focusing. Stayed up too late or something. Or there's just too much in the world to talk about. That's amazing.
My head's just kind of all over the place. I'm not in one place today, so.
Is it just that thing that they call squirrel?
Yeah.
Squirrel!
That's squirrel syndrome.
Yeah, just right out of the blue, just everything just pops up there like that I Will Survive alien. Apparently not, though. You get clobbered by a disco ball that big, and you're going down.
Uh-huh.
That's unfortunate, but that's what happens. So, I wonder how many aliens have been terminated by disco balls in this world.
Well, maybe in like an alternate universe, it could be happening right now.
Yeah. Everywhere. Do not walk underneath the disco ball if you are an alien from outer space.
I don't think I'm going to walk under a disco ball anyway now.
All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Poison by Alice Cooper. I'm excited because next Friday I get to see him live, so I'm in the mood for it.
Wow, you get to go see him live, eh?
Yep.
All right, that's cool. All right, here we go, Poison. Is this song just about, like, poison? Or?
No, I can't tell if it's about, like, unrequited love, or if it's he knows he's getting into something dangerous, or I don't know what it is. But
oh, like this relationship is toxic. It's poisonous, man.
Maybe.
All right, here we go. So Alice Cooper is 71 years old.
Yeah.
Dang.
I still hope he does all the theatrics, though. I'm excited for it.
Well, if he can get out there on the stage and jump around at 71, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Just think when he's 90, out there on his walker and everything.
I mean, that could tie into the show. It could be cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man. All right, so looks like Ozzy's 70 years old, Marilyn Manson 50 years old, and Steven Tyler, was that Rolling Stones?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, okay, yeah, there you go. He's 71. Man, I grew up with a lot of these bands.
Yeah.
Of course, they were older than I was at the time, so.
So you're definitely not 71.
No, I'm not 71. News. That's good. I'll give me a guitar. If they can do it at 71, I can do it at 54.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a guitar.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do Netty by Typo Negative.
And you said this was about his mom?
Yep.
Is it like good news about his mom? Or
I can't tell.
you don't know? So it could be how you interpret it.
Yep.
You're talking smack on your mom, dude.
Let me
last part of that song. Dragged you out there for a while, didn't it?
It's soothing. Yeah. I think it's soothing.
Yeah. So it's like your brain settling down from the ride you just took with the song, right?
Yeah.
All right, so now what?
Now we're going to do Edison's Medicine by Tesla.
Yeah, I saw something on that when I was looking up that particular song. Actually, Tesla was a science guy, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, I think the song was about Tesla and Edison.
Cool. All right, so let's listen to this. Stopped abruptly.
It did. I wasn't looking.
I didn't understand the lyrics in that thing anyway. Couldn't tell whether he was a Tesla fan or critic or what.
I think he was saying that Tesla was trying to He was trying to give free energy or something, and the other one was trying to sell out on it.
Oh.
And anyway, Tesla didn't get the big popularity that the other one did, I guess, in that area, but
yeah,
people still talk about him.
So, I agree with that version. But anyway, you thought I touched you with that doggone Swiffer duster thing?
You definitely did.
And I said, that's hearsay, because I heard you say it. What do you think?
I don't like it.
All right, so, yeah. Anyway, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Green Machine by Caius.
Green Machine. There used to be this toy called a Green Machine. Do you remember seeing those?
I don't think so.
It was like a big wheel, but it was stretched out longer and had these two little sticks that you move back and forth to steer with. And it moved the back wheels, and so you start pedaling, and a lot of kids wiped out on them things.
Oh, they're actually things you could get in and ride?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You remember a big wheel, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll Google Green Machine and show you what they used to look like.
I want one of them.
Well, we could probably find one. Anyway, Green Machine by, how is that spelled again?
Caius.
Caius?
K-Y-U-S-S.
All right, here we go. All right, so that was Green Machine by Caius.
Yep.
All right, well, I showed Kara a picture of the Green Machine. She says she wants one. We got to get two of them so her and I can race down the hill. And then we happen to mention Wiping Out and playing the song Wipe Out when it happens. But they actually sell a bike at Kmart called Wipe Out.
It looks nice, I mean.
That's a nice looking bike, but why would you buy your kid? Do you know what it means to wipe out on a bicycle? Seriously, I've wiped out on bicycles. I used to think I was Evel Knievel, jump ramps. My brother would kick the board out from underneath and I'd slam into the bricks and go end over the handlebars. Or one time rushed out and shoved a broomstick in the doggone spokes.
Yeah, I know. One time I was in a bike and my friend had the pegs and I didn't, and she looked cool and I wanted to be cool too. So I was acting like I had the pegs and my foot got stuck in the spokes and I was going pretty fast and I wiped out.
Yeah.
I had to have crutches. It was bad.
That hurts. that hurts just listening to it.
I did not look cool.
Yeah. Well, one time I did a wheelie in front of some girls and the front wheel went flying off. And of course, you know, when you ain't got no front wheel and you're on a wheelie, you're pretty much obligated.
Come down sometime.
You're going down. Well, I wiped out right in front of them. They all got a good chuckle out of that one. So, from that point on, where are we going from here?
Okay, so this next one will be the last one. And then I think there's a mystery song?
Yeah, mystery song. So listen in, folks, after this next last song right here. After this, what's this one called?
This one's going to be 13 by Danzig.
Cool. Has it got any significance?
I don't know what it's about, but it was wrote to Johnny Cash as a gift.
Cool. All right, so this song was wrote to Johnny Cash as a gift, but stay tuned for the mystery song. It was one we attempted to play, but we had technical difficulties, which I believe we got sorted out, so we'll get that one there going. And if you guess the song, tell them what they get.
A free trip to their refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Yeah, a free all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drink and snacks, just for guessing the band and the name of the song. Woohoo! We might even raid their refrigerator for them. What do you think?
Right, I'm kind of low on snacks right now, so...
Yeah, so whoever's winning, we might come bum rush your door. You know, like they're going to bum rush Area 51, we're going to bum rush your refrigerator.
Oh, no.
You can't stop us both.
So you go first, and then I'll be behind. I'll check out the situation.
All right. And so if anything bad happens to me, that you're going to save me some snacks... No. All right. So that's not a good plan. But don't buy your kid no bicycle that says wipe out on it. Are you crazy? Man, who wants to wipe out on a bike? I've done it. You've done it. I think pretty much anybody's ever ridden bikes done it.
Yep.
But it ain't cool. Don't buy a bike that says wipe out on it.
Wind been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble wherever I'm at. Got a number 13 tattooed on my neck. That ink starts to itch like on turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery and I never had me a name. They just gave me a number when I was young. I was born in the soul of
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now the time you've all waited for here. So here's the mystery song. Be the first one to guess what this song is and the band and the name of the song and win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Peace and love. You've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Coming by Judas Priest. Woohoo! You win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Enjoy. Free your soul, got some security.